Governor Gavin Newsom announced his master plan for kids' mental health at a school in Fresno Thursday.
Here's long-windedly what we're proposing today. $4.7 billion. $4.7 billion to focus on universal screening and support and services for all of our children in the state of California from the age of 0 to 25. $4.7 billion.
Newsom held his news conference at McLean High School, where actions like a boost in school counselors and other services have made the school a model for what Newsom wants to accomplish. And of course, McLean is also a working school at the beginning of a school year.
Attention all freshmen, please head over to the gym to pick up your ice cream.
Newsom says the master plan is part of a complex strategy to improve the behavioral and mental health care system, instead of what he calls a failed crisis care system, largely based on using jails, streets, and sidewalks. He says we're approaching things in a different way.
And that is focusing less on crisis care and more on interventions early. Treat brain health early. We say in this report, we don't punish it later. Treat brain health early so you don't punish it later. Humanizing, not criminalizing this issue.
Newsom's plan would spend $4.7 billion to fund things like mental health prevention and treatment services at schools, expanding early intervention and suicide prevention programs, and doubling the number of school counselors. It calls for hiring and training 40,000 new mental health workers and offering $20,000 scholarships for mental health workers who spend 2 years working in schools. Newsom describes what California is doing as unique, while also taking shots at some red states.
There's nothing like this in the United States of America. I just read about one state that used some of their stimulus money, thank you, Jim Costa, because some of this is the federal funds, to open two new prisons. Alabama, $400 million to open two new mega prisons. California, we're opening hearts and minds to try to destigmatize and address these fundamental issues. We're proud to use the phrase social and emotional support. You got a state of Florida that just banned 42 books because they don't like that phrase.
The master plan is part of a response to a growing mental health crisis among young people nationwide. First partner Jennifer Siebel Newsom gave some state numbers that she called alarming and reason for tears.
The reality in California is that one-third of 7th and 9th graders and nearly half of 11th graders experienced chronic sadness this year. Last year, there had been a 40% increase in Latino youth suicide between 2014 and 2020. And this past year alone, nearly half of LGBTQ plus youth considered suicide. Mental health is now the leading cause of hospitalization for children under 18.
Governor Newsom emphasizes that the master plan is not just being planned, it's being done because the money has already been appropriated. That's welcome news to Aliyah Barajas. She's a senior at McLean High School. She recalled seeing symptoms of depression at the end of 10th grade, and at 10 years old, she self-harmed for the first time. She thanked the governor for focusing on an issue she says is real and prevalent for students like her around the world.
I know firsthand that the positive change that we're going to see from these investments and focus into students' mental health, it will make a difference. And I can't wait to see what happens.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.